21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Bohl, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Michael and Jamie here. Chris is away today, and we're going to be talking about Clarify. Jamie, what is Clarify other than an allergy pill?
It sounds like Claritin.
It does, doesn't it?
It is not an allergy pill. This is an application that you can download from their website, which is clarify-it.com. Uh-huh. You can download it, and it's an app for your computer that allows you to create how-to documents, essentially.
All right.
So it's really, really simple. And at first, I was thinking, oh, I don't really need this.
Yet another screen recording? What you were thinking?
It's not a screen recording, but it lets you take screenshots and pull it into a PDF document and like write instructions, essentially.
Okay.
But I tried it out. Our teachers are creating their own yearbook pages this year, so I needed to create a how to create your yearbook page and how to do it. So what it does is it has its own kind of screenshot, and it allows you to take screenshots and automatically pulls it into its application, and then you add instructions, and then it lets you annotate very quickly on those screenshots. It has simple tools where you can like mark step one, step two, step three, draw arrows, circle things, and then it will immediately, you can publish it either to their website and send people a web link, or you can publish it as a PDF, obviously, or you can immediately send out your instructions as an email.
Oh,
so you can
right
link
from
it
the
to
app.
Your front right from the application. So it's very simple. It's very specific use focused, but I am planning on, I mean, I currently use it as kind of in terms of tech instructions. How do I log on the server? How do I get to my Google Drive? How do I do all those things? Mm-hmm. Lets you create quick, easy instructions. But in terms of later, I was thinking this is a great way to make step-by-step posters for any normal tech routines in your classroom.
Okay. So something you can put up on the board. How do I do?
Exactly.
For the littler kids, probably.
Exactly.
Well, the middle schoolers could use it. No, the high school kids could use it.
I think any time you have a routine that you don't want to have to keep explaining, but you know that certain students are going to forget after you've trained them in on it, this is, you know, you could just have a folder of these are all the tech skills that you should know how to do. If you don't know how to do them, go find the instructions.
But you could print it.
You can print it. Yes.
Too.
You could print it. You could, if your students have websites or if you use, like we do, Canvas, you could link these instructions to the specific lessons that you do. So, hey, remember, we've used Padlet before, but if you forgot, here's the instructions for how to do
it. Okay, got it.
Kind of a thing. So, I mean, it has a very specific use, but it does that very, very well.
All right.
Yeah.
And it looks like it is or is not free?
It is free. It's absolutely free, and it gives you an automatic free you can log on to their website where you can start saving kind of your Clarify documents. And then it has an archive of other people's, if they've opened those up, that you could find other instructions.
So it automatically shares out. All right. And now you can't upgrade, it says, for $14.99, but that's Clarify 2, it says, is now available or something. But the base version you've been using is free.
Yeah. And I haven't even really wanted anything more yet.
It completes you.
I feel very completed, but I would imagine that if you're kind of doing longer documents or more complicated things. The other thing that this is talking about is if you do, if you're doing kind of a design-related thing with your students, you can take screenshots of things you want them to change and send it back to them quickly. If you know, you're wanting to say, hey, this picture is not working or whatever, might be an easier way to give instructions.
Okay. And can you give us the website one more time?
So the website is www.clarify-it.com. This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.